Well, good evening and welcome. Welcome everyone to the Logan County Electric Cooperative's 87th Annual Meeting of Members. Thank you to those of you who dialed in early on our inbound participant line. Want to thank you so much for being on time and prompt. Please stay on the line and we'll start the meeting shortly. The co-op sent out a packet of information that we will reference throughout this meeting. But don't worry if you don't have that packet with you. You can access the member information packet on the co-op's webpage, logancounty.coop, logancounty.coop, and click on Annual Meeting Information. For our members who stay on this call for 20 minutes, you will qualify to receive a $20 bill credit. Again, good evening and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Logan County Electric Cooperative's 87th Annual Meeting of Members. Please stay on the line and we'll start the meeting shortly. The co-op sent out a packet of information that we will reference throughout this meeting, but don't worry if you don't have that packet with you. You can access the member information packet on the co-op's webpage, logancounty.coop, logancounty.coop, and click on Annual Meeting Information. For members who stay on this call for 20 minutes, you will qualify to receive a $20 bill credit. Again, good evening and welcome to Logan County Electric Cooperative's 87th Annual Meeting of Members. Please stay on the line and we'll start the meeting shortly. The co-op sent out a packet of information that we'll reference throughout this meeting, but don't worry if you don't have that packet with you. You can access the member information packet on the co-op's webpage, which is logancounty.coop, logancounty.coop, and click on Annual Meeting Information. For our members who stay on this call for 20 minutes, you will qualify to receive a $20 bill credit. Thank you all so much for joining us today. It is my pleasure to introduce the co-op's chairman of the board, Scott Hall. Scott, please take it away.
Thank you, Allison. Good evening, co-op members. On behalf of the Board of Trustees and the co-op's employees, welcome to the 87th Annual Meeting of Logan County Electric Cooperative. Before I begin the business meeting, please remember that if your phone drops the call during the meeting, you can rejoin us by calling the toll-free number found on page one of the packet of information. And if you do not have your packet, please go to our website, logancounty.coop, and click the blue button that reads Annual Meeting Information. At this time, I declare that we have a quorum present as there are 738 members listening to the meeting. I officially call this meeting to order. The first item of business tonight, per the co-op's code of regulations, is the reading of the annual meeting notice. The official notice of the annual meeting was announced in the May edition of the Ohio Cooperative Living magazine. The notice read, "You are invited to join us at the Teletown Hall annual meeting on June 13th at 7 p.m. This marks the 87th annual meeting of Logan County Electric Cooperative members. Thank you for joining us this evening. Please reference your package of information for the minutes of the 2022 annual meeting. Again, if you do not have your package of information, it can be found on the co-op's website by clicking Annual Meeting Information. For the first motion tonight, I need to ask our members to approve the 2022 annual meeting minutes. Before I ask for a motion, does anyone have any additions or corrections that need to be made to the minutes?
If you have any additions or corrections, please press zero on your phone. You'll talk to a person who will share your comments with the co-op staff.
We will wait a minute to see if there are any additions or corrections. While we wait, I want to bring to the attention of our members living in District 1, which is Stokes and Bloomfield Township, and District 4, Lake, Jefferson, Perry, Monroe, and Zane Townships, your districts are up for election next year. The co-op will mail a trustee interest card to you this fall. If you are interested in serving on the Board of Trustees, please follow the instructions regarding how to contact the co-op and express your interest to candidate in the election. I am thankful for all of our members who want to serve on the Board of Trustees and are willing to be candidates in the trustee election. Seeing that no comments have been made concerning the 2022 annual meeting minutes, Can I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
Yes, thank you, Scott. We'll get to that in just a moment here. I want to give just one more second here, see if we have one inbound. Thank you all for your patience here. Again, thanks for your patience. Reminder that anyone who stays on for 20 minutes will get a $20 bill credit. All right, excellent. Scott, are we good to go to our motion?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Now we're going to go to a motion to approve the minutes as presented. To make a motion, please press 1 on your phone.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
All right. To make a second, please press 1 on your phone now.
We have a motion and a second. We will now vote on the motion to accept the minutes.
All those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please signify by pressing 1. Those opposed, press 2. Again, all those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please signify by pressing 1 on your phone. Those opposed, press 2.
Okay, the motion is carried. Our next order of business is to hear a nominating committee report and to announce the results of the trustee election. The co-op's Director of Communications, Michael Wilson, will give the nominating committee report, which is found on page 6 of your information packet.
Thank you, Scott. First, I want to recognize the members who served on the nominating committee. They were Lance Hill from District 1, Scott Reisner, District 2, David Evans from District 3, Jay Ackley from District 4, Greg Kreischer from District 5, Tim Jenkins, District 6, and Gary Ginter, District 7. Men, thank you for your time, your commitment to serve on the nominating committee. It was a pleasure working with you as you chose the candidates for this year's election. This committee met on January 12th to interview 5 members who expressed their willingness to serve as trustee for the districts up for election. According to our Code of Regulations, the committee cannot place more than 2 members from each district on the ballot. So after interviews were conducted with the candidates, a motion was unanimously approved by the nominating committee to present Jerry Fry and Phil Altstetter as candidates for District 2 and Jim Rice and Jim Woolever as candidates for District 3.
Thank you, Michael. I would like to introduce Doug Smith from the law firm of Smith, Smith, Montgomery, and Chamberlain to announce the results of the trustee election.
Thank you, Scott. The co-op contracted Diamond Communication Solutions to manage all aspects of the voting process for this year's trustee election. The candidate in each district receiving the most votes is being elected to a 3-year term on the co-op's Board of Trustees. Smith, Smith, Montgomery, and Chamberlain validated this election, and I'm pleased to present the results to you tonight. There were 786 ballots cast in this election, which represents 20% of the eligible voting members. The member receiving the most votes in District 2 was Jerry Fry, and the member receiving the most votes in District 3 was Jim Rice. Congratulations, gentlemen. Please stand so I may administer the oath of office. Please raise your right hand. Having been elected trustee of Logan County Electric Cooperative, do you solemnly swear to perform the duties as trustee of the cooperative to the best of your ability and in conformity to the laws and regulations of the United States of America, the State of Ohio, the Articles of Incorporation, and the Code of Regulations of this cooperative? If so, please answer by saying, I will.
I will. I will.
Congratulations. I now turn the meeting over to Chairman Hall.
Thank you, Doug, and I want to thank everybody who was involved in the trustee election and thank our members who took the time to vote in this election. As we turn our attention to next year's election, I would like to present the 2024 Nominating Committee. This committee listed in your packet of information on page 6 is now presented to our members for confirmation. The proposed committee is Lance Hill, Scott Reisner, David Evans, Jay Ackley, Greg Kreischer, Tim Jenkins, and Gary Genter. To confirm the 2024 Nominating Committee, I need to ask the members for a motion.
To make a motion to confirm the 2024 Nominating Committee, please press 1 on your phone.
We have a first. Is there a second?
To second, please press 1 on your phone now.
We have a motion and a second, and will now vote to confirm the 2024 Nominating Committee.
All those in favor of approving the Nominating Committee, please signify by pressing 1. Those opposed, press 2. Again, all those in favor of approving the Nominating Committee, please signify by pressing 1. Those opposed, press 2.
The motion carried. Thank you. In accordance with our Code of Regulations, the main purpose for the annual meeting is for the reporting on the trustee election and the hearing management reports from the previous fiscal year. We will first hear from Tiffany Stoner, Vice President of Finance and Accounting, who will present the 2022 financial report.
Thank you, Scott. To help you follow along with the financial report, we have included financial information on pages 7 through 10 in your packet of information. I will be referencing these pages during my report. First, I would like to talk about revenue, which is the money generated from the sale of electric. There's a graph showing revenue for you on page 7 of your mailer. Revenue for 2022 was $21,001,909, which was $214,841 higher than what we brought in the prior year. Kilowatt sales were up some, rebounding slightly after commercial businesses were interrupted the past couple years due to COVID-19. Kilowatt sales for 2021 were 171,642,155. And in 2022, they were 171,676,332. This was a 0.02% increase in kilowatt sales. What is interesting is that while both residential and small commercial usage were up about 1.6% in 2022, the mix of revenue remained somewhat consistent as compared to prior years, with residential bringing in 50% of our revenue dollars, and large and small commercial together also totaling 48%. The remaining 2% was revenue from public buildings and street lighting. Moving on to expenses on page 8. These are the expenses that are paid out of that income that was generated and shown on page 7. Expenses for 2022 were also up by $448,477 from 2021, which is what drove revenue to be somewhat higher since we try to pass these costs through to our members. Of our $20,563,400 in expenses, $13,881,612, or 68%, were related to the cost of power. The cooperative receives a bill each month from our power generator, just as our members do, and it has been greater than $1.1 million each month. For 2022, power costs represented 68% of the total expenses paid by the cooperative, and we expect that number to grow as transmission costs remain higher than ever before. The other 32% is shown in the pie chart on page 8 as well. These are the other operating costs of our business, such as line maintenance, substation maintenance, tree trimming, consumer accounts, management, kilowatt taxes to the state of Ohio, and interest on our debt. These are the distribution expenses to run the co-op and bring power to our members. Now turning to page 9, this financial report is the detail supporting the graphs that we've been looking at. For example, line 1 is the revenue from electric sales. Line 2 is the cost of purchased power. The next 13 lines are the smaller pieces of that expense pie we've been talking about. But I think the important thing to take away from this report is that our actual operating margins of $438,509 are only about 35% of the total net margins for the period. The remaining portion is largely due to our Buckeye Power capital credits, which are allocated to us yearly by our cooperative power generator, but those are not actually cash in hand for use in covering cooperative expenses. Our margins were enough to carry our activities and retire a healthy amount of capital credits, but our expenses are outpacing the revenue. Speaking of capital credits, on page 10, we were able to retire $656,262 of patronage capital back to our members last year, with a large chunk of that being in the form of general retirement checks in early December. In total, that brings our retirements life to date up to $13,558,733 that we have returned to you, our members. Lastly, our audit by Ray & Associates was wrapped up in mid-March for the 2022 financial period, and again, we received a clear opinion. This means that our financial statements were fairly represented and that no adjusting entries were required. At that point, we officially rolled the books into the year 2023. We are currently gearing up for budgeting for the fall for next year, 2024. Take care, and thank you for hanging on the line to hear my report. Have a great summer.
Thank you, Tiffany. Now the co-op's president general manager, Tim Street, will give the president's report.
Thank you, Chairman Hall, and good evening and welcome to the 87th annual meeting of members. I appreciate your participation in this annual meeting town hall. At Logan County Electric Cooperative, we have a mission to provide you safe and reliable electricity and to offer that service affordably and to do both of these things in a fiscally and environmentally responsible fashion. Logan County Electric is a not-for-profit cooperative that was incorporated December 16, 1935, and energized the first 41 members on October 21, 1936, along Ludlow Road. From our humble beginning to today, we are well-positioned to make any necessary investments to ensure the safest, most reliable, and cost-based electricity. We were made by and for our local community, so we exist to serve you, our members. To meet our members' electric needs, we purchased power from Buckeye Power, our wholesale power generation cooperative. Buckeye Power works diligently to meet continuously changing regulations while using a diverse power supply portfolio. But the reality is that providing a safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible supply of electricity is becoming more and more challenging. Across the country, we are facing disorderly retirements of baseload coal and nuclear power plants stemming from poorly conceived and harmful energy policies. These include overreaching and unreasonable environmental regulations that result in high cost but minimal environmental benefits. Also, unreasonable goals and timeframes to achieve greater reduction in carbon emissions are causing problems. I want to share with you our reality here in Ohio. In 2009, Ohio had 21 coal-fired power plants capable of producing over 22,000 megawatts of electricity. As of today, there are 4 remaining plants generating less than 7,000 megawatts of capacity. Many of these plants that closed had recently completed major environmental requirements. Some of these plants have been replaced with modern natural gas-fired plants and large solar installations. But we have greatly reduced our capability to produce electricity, especially during periods of severe cold weather like we experienced this past Christmas. On December 23rd to 25th, the grid operator for our region, PJM Interconnection, used all emergency steps available, stopping just short of ordering rolling blackouts to stabilize our regional power grid. Just to our south in Kentucky, Tennessee, North Carolina, and parts of 6 other states, rolling blackouts were required to keep the system from collapsing. The integrity of our national and regional electric grid is at risk and will only get better if we change our course of direction. Reliable, affordable, environmentally responsible power is Buckeye Power's commitment to us. We should expect it to be our government's commitment to us as well. As an organization, we continue to provide information to our legislators at both the state and federal level. In all our communication, we emphasize the importance of understanding the impact policies and laws have on you, the members who pay their electric bill every month. As always, we will continue to work for our members in the most efficient and cost-effective way. We are all becoming too familiar with the unpleasant reality of high inflation rates affecting nearly everything we buy. At the co-op, we too are realizing higher costs across the board. To improve revenue for maintaining excellent service reliability and to build our reserves in the event of a major storm, on September 1st, 2023, the co-op will implement a rate increase. For residential members, the increase will be $5 per month in the basic service charge. The basic service charge will increase from $37 to $42 and will be shown on your October billing statement. The previous general manager had mentioned at last year's Teletown Hall annual meeting that there would need to be a rate increase in 2023. Increasing the basic service charge in the fourth quarter will allow Logan County Electric Cooperative to provide the reliable electric service our members want and deserve, and for the cooperative to remain financially sound. For only 16 cents more per day, you are assured that your expectation for continuous power and outstanding service are met. This fixed availability charge gives each member a fair and equitable share of the cooperative's operation. It provides the co-op funds that must be invested now to maintain the quality, reliability, and integrity of services you expect today and in the future. So what is included in the basic service charge? Trucks, wire, transformers, power poles, and labor needed to build and maintain the electric distribution system are a significant portion, but there's more. Keeping pace with increased system investments to improve both capacity and reliability, implementing new technologies to provide increased operational efficiencies, such as our outage management system, accessible metering infrastructure, or AMI, remote circuit control switching capabilities, tree trimming and brush removal to help prevent outages, and finally, liability insurance, interest, taxes, and emergency storm restoration funds are also within this charge. These are all costs that exist whether or not a single kilowatt hour of electricity is used. Achieving and maintaining service excellence requires a fair and equitable contribution from each member. Our rates are in line with other electric utilities when you consider our rural territory averages 6 members per mile of equipment, compared to cities served by other utilities where 1 mile serves 35 to 50 consumers. Please look for more information and ways to save in future issues of the Ohio Cooperative Living Magazine local pages. We get great participation holding our annual meeting over the telephone, but we miss the conversations that happen before and after the meeting. So on June 27th, we are going to have an ice cream social at the office for our members to come by, have some ice cream, and visit with staff and your fellow members. The ice cream social will be held from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. We look forward to seeing you later this month. Another member engagement activity later this fall, we will again be offering a tour of the Cardinal Power Plant on September 13th. The bus will leave the cooperative office at 8 a.m. and return around 7 p.m. that evening. It is a great trip to see where your power comes from. If you have interest, please call the office to reserve your spot. In closing, I would like to thank all of you who participated in this meeting and in the trustee election. Each year, we challenge ourselves to reach more people with the cooperative message. For 87 years, the mission of your cooperative has been to deliver reliable, safe, environmentally responsible electricity at stable and affordable rates to the members we serve. As I mentioned in the opening, this cooperative was made by and for our local community. So we exist to serve you, our members. I speak for every employee in stating that it is a privilege to serve you, and I'd like to say thank you for that privilege. We believe in being local and being accessible to our members. Members of Logan County Electric Cooperative have the opportunity for face-to-face communication with the cooperative, with the board of directors, and with the general manager. If there is a problem or situation that I can help with, or something you would like to talk through with me, my door is open. Members are welcome to call and schedule a time to meet with me because I'm here to serve you. Finally, let me say thank you to my staff and team members. No matter what department they are in, what job they perform, or what is asked of them, every employee comes to work with the same goals: making safety a priority, delivering reliable electric service, and offering nothing less than exceptional member service. I appreciate all that you do. Chairman Hall, I will now turn the meeting back over to you.
Thank you, Tim. Before I officially conclude this meeting, I would like to ask Michael Wilson to share some upcoming events.
Thank you, Scott. I just want to remind you of the upcoming member events. Again, those dates are June 27th for our Ice Cream Social. That'll be from 5:30 to 7:30 here at the co-op. And remember, a balanced diet only happens when you're holding an ice cream in each hand. It's true. September 13th is our tour of the Cardinal Power Plant. I'll be taking members on this all-expenses-paid day-long excursion of the power plant. If you hadn't had a chance to go, I would encourage you to call the office and reserve your seat on the bus. More details are available in the Ohio Cooperative Living magazine. And finally, be on the lookout for information regarding member aware meetings. We will hold those again either later this fall or early next spring. Please keep reading the Ohio Cooperative Living magazine. There will be some very important information shared with our members throughout the summer. We are holding a blood drive. There's the reliability that Tim talked about, electric rates, and much more. So please keep reading the magazine.
Thank you, Michael. This concludes our business for this evening. But if you would like to leave a question or comment for the co-op, just to stay on the line until the very end of this meeting, follow the prompts and leave us a voicemail message. If you would like a staff member to contact you, be sure to leave your name and a contact information with your message. On behalf of the Logan County Electric Cooperative's Board of Trustees and employees, thank you for participating in tonight's 87th Annual Meeting of Members. I officially declare this meeting adjourned.